Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional on Tuesday the 15th of September. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Turn to us again, O God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Your salvation is near for those that fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 104, beginning at verse 24. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is a sea vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. These all look to you, to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth, and it trembles, who touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him, as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. The canticle for today is the Song of Threes, verses 8 to 14. Bless the Lord, scorching wind and bitter cold. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, dews and falling snows. Bless the Lord, you night and day. Bless the Lord, light and darkness. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, frost and cold. Bless the Lord, you ice and snow. Bless the Lord, lightnings and clouds. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. O let the earth bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, you mountains and hills. Bless the Lord, all that grows in the ground. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our reading continues in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, beginning at verse 6. Paul's vision of the man of Macedonia. Paul and his companions travelled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of God would not allow them. So they passed to Mycenae and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there we travelled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. After the reading, the Canticle Vanity. O come, let us sing out to the Lord. Let us shout in triumph to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and cry out to him joyfully in psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his and he made it, his hands moulded dry land. Come, let us bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me, put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I loathed that generation and said, "It is a people who do err in their hearts, for they do not know my ways," of whom I swore in my wrath, "They shall not enter my rest." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray to God who rules all things in heaven and on earth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill the church with the zeal of the gospel, that your word may go out to all the world. With our eyes fixed upon our Saviour Christ, may we, your people, never fail in faith. Calm the storms that trouble the world. Storms of anxiety, storms of trouble and violence, storms of illness, storms that are personal, or storms that are affecting the whole of the world. Through the word of truth, we ask you, Lord, to bring a new vision of Christ, who is close to all people, but unseen by many. Grant that we shall live in peace with those around us. Give our parish family and the community we live in the spirit of mutual love, that all may be one in you. May Christ always present among us, draw all people to himself. We ask you, Lord, to bear up those who sink beneath the waves of pain and sorrow. In a moment of silence, we think of those known to us who are suffering at this time. We ask you, Lord, to bring them close to you in perfect trust and hope. Receive into your care the dead who have heard and trusted in your word. Have mercy on those whose faith was weak, but in their lives sought to reach you. We pray that the power of Christ may uphold us in our weakness and in our times of difficulty. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Go now with love in your hearts, light in your eyes, and life in your souls. Go in the service of Christ, to proclaim what he has done for you, and share what he has given. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and those whom you love, and those whom you remembered in prayer today, now and always. Amen.